I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. For a recap of this week's news from inside the Beltway, we go now to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in our political corner. Juan?
Thanks, Ed. I'm joined by Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Ms. Brazil now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. Also with us, the Reverend Joseph Watkins, a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll. Reverend Watkins is a member, or was a member, of the first President Bush's White House staff. Thank you both for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Delighted to be here.
General Michael Hayden, number two man now at the National Intelligence Directorate, has been nominated to be CIA chief. But just last week, USA Today revealed that the government has been collecting vast storehouses of phone calls, not necessarily the content of the calls or the names of the people, but just all the phone numbers. Joe Watkins, does this mean that there's any chance that Hayden might not be confirmed?
I think Michael Hayden will be confirmed. We do live in a post-9/11 world where we have this task before us to catch the terrorists before they get us. This is not a war where the enemy is wearing a certain kind of uniform or coming from one country or are easily identified. These are people who wish not to be identified and who come in as thieves in the night to destroy our country. And so other means of rooting them out have to be used. And so I think that what's happening certainly is going to be debated in the public arena and somewhat in the courts as well. But I think that the efforts that are being made by NSA and others to catch these terrorists are going to be meaningful and are going to ultimately keep all of us safe. And that's what it's all about, is making sure that Americans are safe.
Now, Donna Brazil, the polls are kind of, all over on this. But I did see two polls, one from Newsweek, one from USA Today, both indicated that a majority of Americans were concerned about the idea that their civil liberties were being violated. But one, does Michael Hayden get confirmed, even though he didn't tell people on Capitol Hill about this program? And two, even if he is confirmed, is this a problem going down the line for the Bush administration?
I think Mr. Hayden is going to have a tough time on camera and off camera. Look, originally he told us back in January when the initial warrantless wiretap program was revealed, don't worry because the administration is only targeting those international calls coming in to the country. Basically, unless we had ties to the terrorists, don't worry. Now we're learning that perhaps this program was more expansive. And once again, it raises the question of legality. Did the administration have the legal authority to wiretap or to get all of these phone records? What are they doing with these phone records? Mr. Hayden, who was the director of the National Security Agency for a long period of time from 1999 to 2005, he oversaw this program. He will have to tell those members of Congress what is going on. I'm concerned about privacy. I'm also concerned about the legality of this. And unless Mr. Hayden comes forward and tell the truth and tell us more about this program, I think many senators will vote to reject his nomination. At some point, Congress got to set down a marker. Otherwise, they are violating their constitutional responsibility to provide oversight of the federal government. Congress cannot continue to hide behind the shadows while the Bush administration take away more and more of our rights.
Right.
That's under the guise of national security.
And one last terrorism. Question for you, Joe Watkins. In fact, the president's numbers among conservatives are going down. So is it possible that now some on the Senate might feel they have the latitude to challenge the president to make a statement in terms of opposing General Hayden?
Well, in an election year, of course, sometimes people, members, especially if they're up for re-election, may exercise more independence than they otherwise would exercise. But I think that ultimately members of the president's party will follow the president's lead in this because these are issues of national security in a time of war, and we have to do everything that we can to protect ourselves. Anybody that knows what is happening knows that the NSA is not collecting names and addresses and the like, and that for the most part it's all about trying to root out those people who are looking to undermine the government of the United States through terror. So when you consider that and the fact that any and every member elected to the United States Senate and the United States Congress is interested in the forward security of America, I don't think you'll have as many defections Republican-wise as you might imagine.
Reverend Joseph Watkins is a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll. He was a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Reverend Watkins joined us from WPHT in Philadelphia. Also, Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Ms. Brazil now runs her own political consulting firm here in D.C. Thank you both for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you.
Thanks, Juan.
Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Juan. Don't forget to join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and his Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.